All right, off and running the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
So let's jump into this quickly.
Barry Sanders,
no.
Part 2.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
It's not.
How is it not? He's only 30. He's contemplating retirement. Calvin Johnson.
And you know what? He's
the face of the franchise.
You're such
a
typical Packer fan.
I am not a typical. Well, I guess I am, maybe.
You, T-Bar's been in here. You know what? It's going to look great when Calvin Johnson's going to be in a Packer uniform.
He won't play for the Packers. I do think he might go to someplace maybe close to New England.
Close to New England?
Yeah, they always take
What would that be if it's not New England? If it's just close to New England?
By
that. Is that Baltimore?
Yeah.
I don't even know if my geography is on.
It's not very good at all. No. Anyway, what are you thinking about this?
I'm sad. I don't blame him. And if you read the article, this is nothing like the Barry Sanders situation. He is in pain. And he is adamant about retiring as a Lion.
It's nothing like Sanders. Sanders retired when he was 31, and Johnson's going to be 31 in September. Nothing like it. He spent his whole career with the Lions. It doesn't matter.
It's not about that. It's about why he's retiring that's nothing like it. I'm not saying that maybe there isn't a little bit of frustration playing into this decision, but Barry Sanders flat out could still play, was not in pain, just was sick of it.
You got the whole offseason to get out of pain.
I think he just couldn't get out of pain.
Yeah, he's been playing hurt a lot. But he's also a $24 million cap hit for the Lions. He could go down as a savior of the Lions. I'm going to retire. Here's $24 million.
Well, two things come to mind. First of all, he's made $160 million in his career.
Not bad.
And as a little footnote to that, he's been considered one of the thriftier players.
I was going to say, I hope he's not $160 million, like close to bankruptcy if
no.
he retires.
No, not far from it. The opposite end of that spectrum.
Okay.
He's a kind of a smart guy investing in...
Well, I mean,
not just
kind of
stuff.
Smart. I mean, he's been there how long and he hasn't asked for a trade?
Oh, stop it. I'm sad and you're just piling it right on, man. Calvin Johnson, I'll tell you one thing, and you better not argue this with me. He's Canton bound for sure.
Oh, God, I would not going to argue that. He's awesome.
9 seasons. Yeah, I don't know.
You put him on a lot of teams and you take a playoff team to a Super Bowl team. Seriously, I mean,
he is kind of it hurt.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
Obviously this year he took a lesser role for a reason.
Yeah, he's been hurt. But in his prime, which kind of was like the last couple of years, but
well, they better
when
hang
he
on
wasn't
to,
hurt.
They better hang on to Golden Tate and Lance Moore now. I was really impressed with Lance Moore this year. But we'll see what happens.
Calvin Johnson changes games. Those guys don't.
This is the one thing I will point out. You know, a lot of people are piling on, well, he's just going to go to another team. He's going to pull a Brett Favre. But I don't think so.
Well, first of all, that other team either has to restructure his contract or they take the $24 million
yes.
cap hit. So how many teams are going to take on a receiver with $24 million?
Yeah.
But the Patriots did take Darrell Revis, remember? 2 years ago with that $21 million one-year contract or whatever it was. Patriots, that's the team I would think if he goes anywhere.
Yeah, you could be right. We'll see.
Just like Randy Moss.
Well, we got to talk about some other things in the second half here. We got to talk about Al Jazeera in the NFL.
Everyone's
suing Major League
everybody.
Baseball, the Spartans, football, and a little Red Wings talk. Some good news for Red Wings fans.
Yeah, and might as well finish the NFL. Sean Payton to stay as the Saints head coach. And his quote was, as long as they'll have me. He said he wants to coach nowhere else. Which is cool.
I heard he was interested in San Francisco, but obviously that fell through.
Well, he's been there 10 years, and the year he got there was Katrina.
True. Last thing on the NFL, then. Next week, the NFL meet in New York for their meetings. And
they meet for their meetings.
I know. I'm trying to think how to say this. The whole Calvin Johnson thing has got me in a spin.
Talk about relocation.
Well, amongst other things, but that's expected to happen next week. A decision on an LA team is expected to happen, and the rumor is it's going to be ugly.
Yes, it's already ugly.
Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Second half coming up.
Market Big Boy, what's your favorite? Roy Marquette has what you crave for lunch and dinner. Mmm!
Give thanks to deliciousness at Big Boy.
A turkey dinner with all the trimmings for only $9.99. Try the hot and hearty bread bowls with endless soup or the yummy half sandwiches. Top it all up with pumpkin swirl cheesecake or pumpkin pie slices.
Mmm! A taste of the holidays at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Quickly here, let's talk about this Al Jazeera thing. All the reports of people that were fingered as users of HGH. Now, if you haven't been following along, it really is getting no traction in the NFL whatsoever.
Yeah, it seems
nobody
like it.
Cares.
Yeah, right.
Nobody cares. But in Major League Baseball, big deal. And apparently, the Nationals' Ryan Zimmerman and the Phillies' Ryan Howard have officially filed defamation lawsuits against Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing else to say about that.
No, I don't either.
Quickly here, MSU football offensive tackle Jack Conklin declares for the draft. He is projected to go somewhere in the middle 20s in the first round and the number 3 offensive tackle overall.
Packers need an offensive
tackle. I was thinking the Lions would look great in a Lions uniform. Let's see. I'm going to finish up here with the Red Wings. Congratulations, rookie Dylan Larkin, the only Red Wing that was voted into the All-Star game in Nashville this year.
That is so cool.
And the only rookie, as far
and
as I
no
can tell.
No Sidney Crosby.
No.
I mean, Sidney, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think you said it right. It.
And Jaromir Jagr made it. I mean, you said he's tearing up, but how old is he really? 43, 44, something
all
like
right,
that?
He's like 71 or something.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
He is tearing it up, man. Did you see all the quotes from all the players around the league?
Yeah. Because
most of them grew up like they were
idolized him.
Like
they
8 years
like,
old on the exactly. pond watching Jaromir Jagr with his mullet, you know what I mean? And now he's still in the league tearing it up. I got to get the stats on him. I looked at him the other day and I just was amazed too, so I'll have to look that up maybe for tomorrow. Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
It's the Outdoor Show.